If you've ever thought about homeschooling your children, but it just seems so overwhelming and don't know where to start, Shannon Hayes is here to answer all of your questions with the Modern Homeschool Podcast. Class begins now.
Welcome back to the Modern Homeschool Podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Hayes, and today I'm excited to welcome local author, mom of five, who homeschools. She blogs, she writes novels, both fiction and nonfiction, Angie Smuin. Welcome,
hi.
Angie.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here.
Good, I'm glad to have you. Now, I noticed on your website, I was doing a little research. I've known you in person, but I stalked you a little bit online in advance of this podcast. Your website says, quote, helping women to live healthy lives and raise their families with purpose.
Yes.
This is sort of your mission statement.
Yes.
Go ahead and talk to me about homeschooling and how it plays in your life and how you help women lead healthy lives and raise families with purpose and intention.
I would love to. So my journey for homeschooling began many, many years ago. It's been over 20 years since I homeschooled the first time, and I actually was a homeschool student myself.
Okay, were you homeschooled your entire school career?
No, I homeschooled for 2 years.
Okay, awesome.
And it was enough to give me a taste of what it was like. And when I had my own kids, I decided that I wanted to do that for them, and I kind of got stuck there.
You say that like it's a bad thing. I feel like it's a great place to be stuck, home with your kids.
It is. It's an amazing place. It's been such a journey, and I've learned so much. And so I'm looking at my oldest is 32, and my youngest is 14. And so I'm looking at, I have a few more years left, and then I'm going to be an empty nester. And so what I did is I decided that, well, first of all, I love writing. I always have. And so I've written two fiction books. And then I decided I've learned a lot on this parenting journey, this being a mother and homeschooling. I've been surrounded and immersed with my kids, and I've learned a lot. And so I decided I was going to write a book, because lots of other moms, I've talked to them, given them hints, and they've said, you really need to write a book.
Yeah, you're very good at advising moms.
Yes.
I've noticed that just on an in-person level before I even knew that you were writing books. So so I can really see how that's a natural fit for you.
Yes. And so I wrote this book. It's called Intentional Motherhood. And I've kind of been on a journey to just spread the word that it's there. I've had lots of positive feedback, and it's basically a 30-day devotion. It's very, very short chapters, because anybody else who has lots of children knows that your time is precious.
You don't have time for 40, 50, 60, 70 page chapters.
No,
as a mom.
No. And so the book is very to the point. Each chapter is very short. You can read it within 5 minutes, most of the chapters, and it just gives you meat, something you can grab onto, apply to your life, apply to your mothering. Things like, what are you saying over your children? Are you speaking life into your children? Or are you saying things that you don't want to grow in them? Things like, you are amazing. And so often we don't speak those words over our children, because we're so caught up in the mess.
And just the day-to-day, that hit home for me a little bit. I don't know if you saw my face. You just get so busy trying to make good adults.
Yes.
That sometimes you forget you also need to be making good children. And
yes,
they need to be, these are the children that are going to be those adults, and they will become what you put into them.
Yes. And if you start speaking to them, you just messed everything up. And it's so easy to focus on the negative, because honestly, if we're honest in raising children, there's so much negative. There's so much strife. There's things that you just want to pull your hair out. But if we speak life over them and say, you know what? What I see in you is I see an amazing person. You have so much potential. And I'm going to help you reach your potential. And I believe in you. And so that's just a little bit that's in the book. Just telling your child that you believe in them and what that does for them moving forward into adulthood.
And when you speak positivity into your children, you're also sort of turning your day around.
Oh, yeah.
So you can be having the worst day and be negative on the inside to yourself, thinking in your head about things. But if you put forth that positivity,
eventually it will catch on. I like to say, and I know a couple of your kids work at this place. There's a restaurant in town where everybody is so friendly and so happy, and you cannot be angry there. I have been in a bad mood before. And I'm going to go get a lemonade just because I cannot be angry. I have went there because I knew that the people there were going to be positive. And when I said, thank you, they were going to say, my pleasure. And I cannot leave there mad. And so it is that same sort of principle. Speak that positivity and speak that life into your children. You're also speaking it into yourself. And yes. I love that.
And
I
you will, and you will start looking at your child differently.
Yeah. Well, anybody can see what's wrong or what needs improvement.
Yeah.
But you can take that and say, you know what, maybe you're not the best at this. Well, let's try this.
Yeah.
You know, I've got one kid that's not great at math. She's not going to be a scientist, and that's okay because she's really talented as a dancer.
She's
amazing. A talented teacher. Yeah. And so we've just nurtured that and pushed that, and that's the positive. So, you know, her ACT math subsection was a little bit of a nail biter, but she made it. All is well. So it just really focusing on your kids and what they're good at, mm-hmm. speaking that positivity into them. I noticed on your website, it said, click here for your three tips. I'm going to plug her website. It's angiesmuin.com, AngieSmuin.com. You can find out all of her things there, her books, her blogs, her vlogs with her husband, who's hilarious. So if you want to watch any of their videos, but could you sneak us maybe one of those tips without a click today?
Well, one of the tips I already did.
Oh, you did. Sneak us a second one.
Well, things like, wow, you put me on the spot.
I know.
Well,
this is where we're like, do you remember what that actually links to?
Well, I do. There's, one is tips for healthy living and one is tips for parenting. And so, I believe that the tips for parenting are the speaking life, thinking positively about your child, because that's going to impact how you see your child. Because if you're thinking the negative things about your child, that's what you're going to focus on. That's what you're going to see when you look at your child. And so that's really, I think, one of the most powerful tips I could give anyone is to look at your child and stop looking at the negative. Find something positive and start saying it out loud over your child.
And sometimes even in the negative, there is a positive.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have two girls?
I have two girls and three boys.
I have two girls. So my girls are what you would call strong-willed children. So that could be negative for some parents, but I choose to look at this when I see these attitudes, if you will, sometimes from my girls. And I think, you know what? Nobody is ever going to run over my daughter.
Yeah.
No one is ever going to plow through her opinion. She is going to stand up. You know, hopefully she's a CEO of a company and not a leader of a prison gang, like the meme said. Strong-willed children are wonderful. They're a challenge to parent, but they're also a joy to parent. And I'm really proud that I'm going to turn out a really strong-willed woman into the world.
I mean, if you look forward strong, I mean, I have some very strong-willed children. And the thing you got to really focus on is what kind of adult are they going to be? If you take that strong-willed part of them and you instill in them the power of being kind to others and embracing the individual differences in others and being a generous person and caring for others. If you instill that in them as an adult and a strong adult, I love strong adults because those are people that get things done. They're people that can plow forward in the face of adversity, and they don't stop. They get things done. And that's really what I want for my kids, is I want them to be powerful adults that are successful and are able. They don't quit.
Very eloquent way of putting everything that I wanted to say. You're listening to the Modern Homeschool Podcast from the Henson Oakley Podcast Center. Henson Oakley Family Dentistry on West Jackson Street now offers Zoom teeth whitening. This is Shannon Hayes with the Modern Homeschool Podcast, and I'm back today talking with local author Angie Smuin, who was homeschooled herself and has homeschooled 5 children. Angie, how many kids do you still have at home?
I have 2. Well, I have 3 at home, but one, the oldest, is in college.
So how many kids? You've graduated 3 kids from homeschooling then.
Yeah.
Any tips for those moms that are just starting out and thinking, oh, what am I doing?
Well, so often people, when they go to homeschool, they think, oh, maybe I can do it when they're little. Maybe I can do it when after they learn how to read. And really, honestly, homeschooling is a beautiful thing, and we can all do it. And if you don't know something, you can learn it, or you can find someone that does know it. You don't have to know everything to homeschool. And so I would just encourage that the high school years seem daunting when you have small children and then you see, okay, they're going into high school. I got to put them in high school because I can't do that. Well, it's really not daunting. You find someone that knows what you don't know, and it is a very rewarding thing to have your child homeschool clear through and graduate. It's amazing.
That's awesome. I'm about to graduate my first one. We didn't start homeschool with her. She started out in public school, so this isn't my start to finish first graduate, but she is about to graduate. And so what I also say to people, they tend to always focus on the math.
Yeah.
I don't know geometry. Well, guess who does? The curriculum makers.
Yeah.
And there are so many good curricula out there.
Oh, yeah.
So with my oldest, when I went to teach her, algebra was the first subject. And she just, it was like she couldn't get past me being mom. You know, she had been in public school, and she was like, yo, you're just mom. I'm like, I have the same degree that your teacher had. Like, we know the same. I promise I know things. So with her, it came down to I bought her a curriculum with a lady that talked to her from a CD.
Yep.
Because she could not backtalk the lady on the CD. Like, she could backtalk mom. So she popped into her room with headphones, and she learned her algebra 1, 2, and geometry on her own, and that saved me stress. And I'm not less of a mom or less of a homeschooler because of it. This is what is out there. Take advantage of it. You can buy secondhand curriculum. You don't have to spend a bunch of money. There are certain online curriculums that you can even pay by the month.
Uh-huh.
So there's a ton of options out there for learning things.
There's video curriculums. There's a lot of really good math video curriculums.
Exactly. And they'll literally work the just like a teacher in front of them would do, just like I would do. But, you know, I'm just mom.
It's not daunting if you really realize that there are so many options out there. When I homeschooled as a child, there were not options. In fact, I hid in my house during the day because people would ask weird questions. It was not socially acceptable when I was a homeschooler. But now it's socially acceptable. It's an amazing opportunity, and there's just tons of curriculum choices. However your child learns, you can find a curriculum that teaches that material to your child in their learning style.
Talk to me about one more thing. I've never personally been asked this, but the one question that you hear when you talk about homeschool is, what about socialization?
Oh, my.
How are your kids, Angie? Are they weird? Are they socialized? Can they talk to people?
My kids are very socialized. In fact, they can have a conversation with all generations.
Yes.
Like, they can sit with an adult and have a very mature conversation with an adult or with a small child. They have so many, there's so many activities outside of the home that we are constantly on the go.
I'm almost busier than the public school counterparts.
Yes.
I'm like, there's almost too many opportunities. And you pointed out something very interesting that they can, and I do know her children, and they are very well versed and
conversed
and kind. Amazing. So I read something the other day. It said the only years that we segregate children by age is in public schools.
Yes.
That's the only time in your life where you are separated into 11 and 12-year-olds, 12 and 13-year-olds. So to be able to have a conversation with a 65-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 2-year-old, to me that is more valuable and more indicative of actual socialization. And actually socialization that's going to carry you far in the real world. And that's what we're trying to do here, is build good adults to go out into the real world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're not raising children. We're raising adults. The end goal is that they're going to be an adult. And I really, can I share this a little story?
Yeah, go.
Okay. So there was this study done in Africa where they had all these elephants, And they removed all of the bull elephants, all of the mature male elephants from the herd. And they did a study to see what would happen. And all of the young bull elephants that were babies and started growing into their teen years, they started destroying everything. They started fighting. They started destroying the property of the people. They started just tearing up trees, and they were just very destructive. And so they added the mature bull elephants back into the herd, and the mature bull elephants stopped the teen bull elephants from being destructive and restored order back into the herd. And I really like that example of real life.
I like that example. I'm actually going to use that in the future. I have so much that I could say about it, but I want to think that story tells itself. I want to thank you for coming in today. Let's plug your website one more time. You go ahead and plug it for us.
AngieSmuin.com. AngieSmuin.com. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, I love to help moms grow in their mothering and raising their children. So let me hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you, Angie.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Modern Homeschool. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.